Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Dalor Amar Aleph on top. Just last Gemara again was that Rav Huna was Mechadish, that according to Rabbi Yossi, that if you have make Machshavas Pigul, to eat the Yerach Shel Yamin of a Korban tomorrow, so only that, the right side becomes Pigul, and not the left side. That was Rav Huna's Chiddush, according to Rabbi Yossi. And this Gemara brought down that Rav Nachman Yitzchak to Rav Huna, that says, Aloch, it said that the Ola main by Chorus, that by the Shtei Halechim, if you have machshava to eat one of them, the luchus lezmanoi, the second lechem does not become pigul ad shiafagol b'shteim v'kazayis, unless you have a machshava at least eat a kazayis from both of them tomorrow. So the diik was b'shteim in only because you have a machshava to eat from both of them. But b'yachas mehem loy, if you only have in mind to eat from one of the shtei lechem tomorrow, so only that one becomes pigul and not the other one. So the question is, man, who does this price go like? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Rabbanah goes according to the Rabbanah and the Baal Mishnah, that can't be. Filu biyachas miyam nami. According to the Rabbanah, even if you only have in mind to eat one lechem tomorrow, it's chal pigul on both of them. That was the din of the Mishnah. That the Chum say, zeb is zeb pigul, b'chiyov malav chorus. So this brisa can't go according to the Rabbanah. Elab shita Reb Yossi. Elab shita, this brisa goes according to Reb Yossi. And he says what? So if you have in mind to eat the kezayis from both of the lechems together, even though it's only a chatzi kezayis from one and a chatzi kezayis from the second one, still both lechas become pigul. So as far as like this, iyamid bishleim echad gufahu. Bishleim, you can tell me now by one goof is mishamachim itzdarf. So Rashi explains like bishleim. If you're going to say not like Rav Huna wants to say, if you're going to say according to Rabbi Yossi by one korban, so when you have machshava to eat the right yerech, automatically the left yerech also becomes pigul. So bishleim echad gufo, if when you're talking about one guf, if you have machshava to eat only part of it, the other part also becomes pigul. If Rabbi Yossi agrees to that, then mishamachum itzdarf. Therefore we could understand why over here, even though you mechashiv to eat achasi gezayis from each lechem, but since in your mind you're mitzdarf with a machshava, so it could look as if it's one guf, and therefore by one guf Rabbi Yossi agrees that if you have a machshava to eat part of the guf lemachor, those things become pigul. Then we can understand this halacha. But Ella, but it's on top of your dollar Omer Aleph. But Eli Yama, but if you're going to tell me that Trey Gufinim, if you're going to tell me, like Rav Huna says, that if you have a machshava b'shas to shechita b'korban, teach the right yerech tomorrow. So according to Rav Yossi, only the right yerech becomes pigul, and not the left yerech. If so, Trey Gufinim, so mi mitzdarfi. If so, how could the machshava here put these two lechems together? They're two separate gufim. So what do I care that you had a machshava to eat a chatzi kezayis from both of them, but lemaisa are two separate gufim. So why do we say it's chal pigul upon both lechems? Smur says, no, there's not a kasha in Rav Huna. I tell you, mahomani rebhu. You know this price it goes according to? Not according to Rav Yossi, but it goes according to Rebbe, and it could be an echnami. According to Rav Yossi, it's like Rav Huna says, that if you mechashiv tit the yerach yamin, only that becomes pigul, and not the yerach smol, even though it's chad guf. Here, this price goes according to Rebbe. Titani would learn like this. Hashoich edes hakevis. If b'shas you do the shechita of one of the kvosim, that's brought on shvuis, and again, these two kvosim, the two kabonis, are what's matter, the shtei halechem b'achilom. So hashoich edes hakevis. Lechol chatzi kezayis michalazu. You have in mind only to eat one chatzi kezayis from one challah tomorrow. So far that's not a machshavas pigul. You only had in mind to eat a chatzi kezayis, that's not a nachilo. But then v'chein chaveroi, when you made a shechita on the second keves, you had the same machshava. Lechol chatzi kezayis mechalazu. You had in mind to eat a chatzi kezayis from the second challah. So Rebbe says, I say, shezeh kosher. Then in this case, you should know both lechems are kosher. It's not chal of so pigul here. And Rashi says, what does it mean, shezeh kosher? Lahak the remurim, that this keves, you let us still burn the emurim, v'lecho basar and eat the meat, to lechi sheve lechatzi achila, v'chatzi matir. You only had a mind, b'shas achatzi matir, t'lechatzi achila. That's not mitzdarf. So Gemara says, if so, taima, what's the reason of Rebbe? Taima, diyomar, chatzi chatzi. Only because he said, chatzi v'chatzi, b'shas each chatzi matir, he only had in mind to eat a chatzi kezayis of the lechem. Avol Omar Kizayis Mishtayim. But if it would have said straight out, I have a mind to the Kizayis from both of the Shtei Lechems, then Mitzdarf, since in Yom Achshavo, you and Mitzdarf are together, that's enough to make it like one Lechem. So Yom Achshavo makes it like one big Lechem, and therefore it's Chal Din Pigol upon the Lechem. So I'll tell you, this price goes according to Rebbe, not according to Rebbe Yossi, because it could be according to Rebbe Yossi, like Rav Huna says, that even Shnei Gufim, it's not Chal Pigol only on what you thought. The other Gemara says, V'Rebbe is so, Ali B'daman. Who does Rebbe himself go like? I Ali B'Rabbonin, if he goes according to Shittas Rabbonin Aval Mishnah, Afilu B'Yachas Mehem Nami. Even if you only have a mind to eat one lechem, a gezayis from one lechem, and now Mishnah the Rabbonin say, there's automatically Chal Pigol upon the whole thing. According to Rabbonin, once you Mechashev on a chatzi of the Dover, even though there's Shnei Gufim, the whole thing becomes Pigol. And I Aliba the Rabbi Yosi, if Rabbi is going according to Rabbi Yosi Shito, so again, Hodra Kushin Leduchten, we have Akasha back again. That according to Rabbi Yosi, this Svara that the Machshava Shibim Tarfit would only help if you hold that by Chad Guf, like by the Yerach Yamin, automatically the Yerach Smol also becomes Pigol. But if you tell me like Rafuna, that by one Guf, if you Machashim only on the right side, only that becomes Pigol and not the left side, so Tekasha, how could your machshava be mitzdarfer to make it into one achila, to make it into one goof, to say that all both lechems should be pigle? So my answer is like this, no. Li'olam, really, I'll tell you, alibu the rabbonin, that it could be rabbis going according to the rabbonin shito. And therefore it's like this, v'loy teima, do not say that Rabbi meant to say, achiyafago b'shteyem, that the both lechems only become pigle, if you have a mind teat from both of them, which would be mashm, if you only have in mind teeth from one of them, only that one becomes pigle, and not the other one. No, that's not true. We're going now to leave with the Rabbanan. Ela Eima, rather say like this, Achiefago Bishnehem, the Afilo Biachas Mihen. That's all I mean to say, that you have to have this Machshavas Pigle, Bishas, both Shritis, Bishas Yeshecht, both Shnei Kvosim, both of them have in mind teeth, at least one Kizayis from one Lechem. That's the shittis of Rebbe. And this comes ulafukim with Rav Meir. In other words, it's not like Rav Meir shita. The yoma that Rav Meir holds, mefaglin b'chatzi matir. That's the shayla. That Rav Meir holds in such a case, let's say on Shavuos, when you have to shech the shnei kvostim and two kabonis, which are korban tzibur v'shlamim, so both of them, it's what's matir, the shtei alechem b'achilo. And if you only shecht one, it's not matir them b'achilo, you have to shech both of them. So Rabbi Meir Shita is, even though Yoni Mechashiv teet to have a Machshavas Pigol, Bishas one Shita, Bishas Yeshech the first Kevis, you have in mind Titi Kizayis from the Lechem tomorrow, so according to Rabbi Meir, it's Chal Pigol. Even though Bishas the second Shita, you do not think like this, so you only had the Machshavah Bishas the Chatzi Matir, still that's Pigol. So Kamash Malon, Rabbi is teaching us, Alibu the Rabbana, not like this. That we do not say this, that Rebbe holds the Machshav only helps if you have this Machshav and Bishas both Shritis, Bishas the whole Matir. So Bishas the whole Matir, if you think Tidik Kazayas of one Lechem and Echnami, then both Lechems become Pigul, because they're going to the Rabbanan Shita. Rebbe is only the Mechadish though, that you have to have this Machshav and Bishas the whole Matir, it's not enough to have a Bishas one Shrita. So the Mara asked, if that's Pshan, this Braisa, that you want to say this Braisa now goes according to Rebbe, is so the Mara, the Mara is so, my Li'olam, what's the lashon of the Braisa that it says, Li'olam ein bekoritz at shifago b'shteyim? So the question is, what's the lashon of Li'olam? Rashi says, because Li'olam mashma the mafik b'mil satuva, is coming to exclude that, telling you a lot of chidushim. And according to this, if you want to say this Braisa only goes according to Rebbe, and Rebbe is going according to the Rabbanan Shita, and the main thing is telling us it's not like Rav Meir that you have to be mefagol, join both matirim, that's only one chiddush. So what's the lashon of Lo'ilam? Then the Yoid, another question is against Rav Huna like this. The Yoid, Homer Rav Asher, Vashi said that Toshima come in here. Rebbe Yemer Rebbe said Mishum Rebbe Yosi that Pigol b'dovra nase b'chutz is Pigol, it becomes Pigol. And Rashi said, this talking about by the Gimel, by the Gabi Porim HaNesrofim, Ulsirim Hanisrofim, that part of the Avodis are done in the Pinim and the Hechel, and part of it is done outside on the Mizbeach Achitzoim. So if you mechashiv what's supposed to be done on the Mizbeach Achitzoim, to do it chutzlis manoi, it's chal pigel. But Bedovra Nasa Bifnim loy pigel. But we have the machshava to do what you're doing inside the Hechel. Tomorrow, it does not become pigel. In the parasha of pigel, it only says it by the Avodis chutz, and not by the Avodis of Pinim and the Hechel. Kate said, what's the case? Let's say the Kohen is sitting and standing outside the Hechel, in the Yazorah. The Yomani says like this, Hareni Shechet, I'm going to shech this parm, Hanisrofim. Amanas lahazos midam lamochar, Amanas to make the Azoyas Adam, which is done inside the Hechel tomorrow. So like Tigal, Shemachashva bachutz, Bedovar nasa bifnim. Because his Machshava now was when he was outside doing the Shechita, on something he's supposed to do inside. So it's not chal pigel. What's going to be though? Hoyomid bifnim. Let's say the kohen was standing inside the hechel. The yomer he said, "Areini maze. I'm making the azoyas adam now. I'm nas lahak the emurim lemocher. I'm nas to burn the emurim tomorrow on the mizbech achitzoim. Or else for lishpach shirayim lemocher. Or else to spill the shirayim, which is also leftover dam, goes on the mizbech achitzoim to do that tomorrow. Again, like pigel. It's not called pigel." Shemach Shova Bifnim Vadovra Nasa Bachutz, because he had this Machshova when he was inside the Pnim. So when you're inside the Pnim, or you're Mechashu to do something inside the Pnim, it's not Chal Pigel. Pigel is only on the Avodis Chutz on done in the Azara. But what's going to be? For Yoy made Bachutz, let's say the Kohen was standing outside. For Omar, he said like this, Hareini Shechet, I'm Shechtin now this poor man is Rofim. Almanas, and I have in mind now, Lishpach Shirayim Lamachor, to spill the Shirayim tomorrow the wrong day, which the Shvichas Shirayim goes on the Mizbech HaChitzayim. So you mechashuv now b'shach the Avodas Chutz, to do an Avodah tomorrow in the Mizbech HaChitzayim. Now it's Chal Pigel. Or else, Lahakti Rimurim Lamachor, he has in mind now b'shach Shita, to burn the Emurim tomorrow. Pigel, then it is Chal Pigel. Shemach Shavah Bachutz, Bedor Ranasa Bachutz. Therefore, it's chal-pigel. Now, lishpach shirayim lefkulemai. If you have in mind b'shach shchita that you're going to spill the dam tomorrow, on what is it chal-pigel? Lishpach shirayim lefkulemai. What are you making pigel? Elaim, if you want to tell me lefkule dam, if the pshat is you want to make the dam into an ista pigel, that if you eat from the dam now, you'll be over chiv chorus als pigel. Samara says, no, dam mi mefagel, does dam ever receive an ista pigel on it? For your tanam, learn like this. Eilu dvorm, these are the things, shein chayovim aleim eshum pigel. That even though it's chal pigel upon the korban, but upon these things it's not. You're not over the ista pigel of yeet. Ha kremitz, the kemitz of the levain of the mincha, since it's supposed to be burnt, not supposed to be eaten, it's not chal pigel. The same thing, b'ha levaino, fi ha keteris, u minchas kanem, that the whole thing is burnt. Ominchas Mesochim, Ominchas Koim Mashiach, Vihadam, and all these things is not Chal Nisipigel. So, Mel, if you have in mind B'shas Teshchito, Shemeke Shvichas Shiraim tomorrow, the Quran, what is it Chal Nisipigel? On Dam, anyway, it's not Chal Nisipigel. El Lepshita for sure, Lev Gule Bosa, that has come to teach us that with this Machshava now, it's Chal Din Pigel upon the Bosa. And who is saying this? Rebbe is saying this over the name of Rebbe Yossi. So here you see clearly what Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi holds, if you have a machshava to make the shvicha shirayim, so it's chal nisipigel upon the whole basar. Even though it's two different parts, there's the dam and there's the basar. If so, hashta, omahos, amdoloichishu bebe basar gufa. Matach, over here, we don't have in mind to do anything wrong with the basar. You only have in mind to make the shvicha shirayim tomorrow, to spill the blood tomorrow. Still, Amr, Rabbi Yossi says, Mefagol, that it's chal nisipigel upon the basar, since it's chad gufa, with one guf, it's chal pigel upon the whole guf. So hocha, now a case, that it's not like Rav Huna says, hocha de choshebe bezeva gufa, le koshchein. Isn't it for sure not like Rav Huna? That how could Rav Huna say, according to Rav Yossi, that if you mechashiv teeth the right yerech tomorrow, it's only chal pigel upon the right yerech, and not upon the yerech smil? How could that be? For sure it's a Kal B'Chaim here, if you mechashev on the dam, that's Chal Yisipigel upon the Basar. For sure if you mechashev teeth the right side of the Basar, that for sure it should be Chal Pigel on the left side also. Lekoshchen the Tigel Bierach Yemin Tigel Bierach Smail. So that's another kasha against Rav Huna. That's Mash Mekhil according to Rav Yosi that it is Chal Tigel in the whole carbon. The Yoid. Another question is Ha'amar Ravina said that Toshma coming here. Hakoy mitzvah sa mincha, if a koyin makes the kmitza, takes the handful of the kmitza out of a mincha, and he has in mind lechol shireha, he has in mind to eat the leftover of the mincha tomorrow. Oyla hakti akayim tzlomokos, he has in mind to burn this kmitza tomorrow. So it says clearly that moedi Rabbi Yosi bezu shepigel, that Rabbi Yosi agrees that tzchal pigel upon this mincha, and if you come to eat from it, vechayav malav koros. Now, if he had in mind b'shas he took the kmitza that he plans to burn this kmitza tomorrow, in what is a chal pigel? Elaim, if you want to tell me lefgule kaimis, the kaimis itself should become pigel. We have before known kaimis mi mefagel, does the kaimis itself become pigel since the din of the kmitza is to burn it, not eat it? It's not chal pigel. V'yotnam, we just brought down before that we learned elu dvorim shen chayovim aleim mishum pigel ha-kaimis, that the kaimis is one of the things that even though you mafagel in the mincham, it's not chal the yisr koros upon the kaimitz. So over here, how could Rabbi Yosi say, if the kaim b'shas he's making the kmitza, he has in mind to burn the kmitza tomorrow, it's chal on yisr pigul, it can't mean on the kmitza itself. So what does it mean? El pshita liv guli shirayim. That pshita means to say that the leftover of the mincham, the part that the kohanim usually could eat, now it's chal on yisr pigul upon the shirayim. And Rabbi Yosi is saying this. So again, this is a kasha against Rav Huna. And again, hashto, let's see. Omahos, amadach over here, the loichishiv b'hu b'shirayim gufei, he did not think at all to do anything wrong with the shirayim. He only had in mind to burn the kmitza tomorrow. Still you're telling me, since it's from one guf, since the kmitza comes from the mincha, mifkalei, that the whole mincha, even the shirayim, it's chalon, it's a pigle on it. If so, hoch over here by one carbon, that over here you had in mind to eat the right yerach tomorrow, you had in mind to eat from the basar itself tomorrow, isn't it for sure that according to Rabbi Yosi, it should be chal pigel upon the whole basar, even the left yerach also? So again, it's another kasha against Rav Huna. So Rav Taka says, Ela therefore rather, Ela amar Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says like this, Hainu time at Rabbi Yosi. You know what the reason of Rabbi Yosi is? Tetzaki says, if you mechashiv on the right thigh, that the left thigh also becomes pigul. Hainatayim Rav Yosi, ha'kosav osam gufechad, v'yakosav osam shnei gufam. Now there's enechnami, by the zevach, it's like we're saying, when you mechashiv on the right side of the zevach, pshit even the left side of the zevach also becomes pigul. If so, what's ta'kiv shan Rav Yosi over here, by the shtei halechem, that he says, if b'shas the kemitza, Yoni Mechashiv teet one lechem tomorrow, only that one lechem becomes pigul, and not the second one. Why not? And then the question was another brice that says that if you have in mind teet from a kezayis from both of them, as the chatzik kezayis from this one, chatzik kezayis from that one, your machshav is mitzarfit. So what's the type of shan Rabbi Yosi? So the answer is like this: Hainu time with Rabbi Yosi that hakosav osam gufechav. The Torah calls the shtei halechem, the two lechems, like one guf. Like one lechem. But for Yaakov, Nosim Shtei Gufim, Torah also calls it like two separate gufim. So, what's the pshat? So, it's like this. Guf echod. Why do we consider the Shtei HaLechem like one guf? To Ma'akvi Adadi. That you have to have both of them. If you only have one lechem, it's no good. You have to have both lechems here. It has to become, both of them become mutter. That's why it's called like one guf. The Rashi says, Yein Zug Shere Blezu. The pasuk says, "Shteihem shnei esreinim." Timashma shtayim v'layachas. You need both of them and not one. So that's why the Torah calls it like one. They're both lekuvei. But shnei gufin. What do you mean? The Torah also calls it like two separate lechems. The Amar Rachmana hay lechudi avido v'hay lechudi avido. You have to do each one separately. You can't do them together. Rashi says, "V'yos v'kastav atzmoi." Osan shnei gufim midrasiv shtayim temashma dechol achas lishtaveri chos mefnei yatzmo. Each lechem has to be made separately by itself. Hilkach, therefore the svaras are like this. Arvinu, if you have in mind tida kezayis from both of them, misarvin, you could make it like one lechem and therefore it becomes pigul both of them. Why the akosav osam gufechot? because the Torah calls like the Shtei Lechem like one goof. But Talginu, let's say you do it separately, meaning you only have in mind to eat from one Lechem tomorrow, you do not think about eating from the second Lechem tomorrow, then Miflagi, they're like separated. And therefore, only that one becomes piglet corns for Rabbi Yossi, and not the other one. Because the pasuk, the Torah also calls it shtei chalas. It calls it two separate chalas. So therefore, says shteim shnei asreinim. So therefore, that's from Rabbi Yossi, that by the shtei alechem, them is in the two gufim, but the Torah also considers it like one. So you have a machshava to mar of them together. It's like one lechem. It's chapping on the whole thing. If you only have in mind to eat from one lechem tomorrow, senachnami, then only that one lechem becomes pigul and not the other one, because they are two separate gufim. Now, shenken by one korban, where all the meat comes from the same animal, there Rabbi Yossi Abada holds, when you mechash of tidik zayin from the right side of it, automatically those things become pigul. Now, boyi Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Yechanon has a shout like this, boyi Rabbi Yechanon, pigul belach me toida mahu. What's going to be the lach if you have pigul, machsheves pigul, by the lach me toida? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, that we know the lach me toida comes from four different minyan. So let's say you're methagel, you have a mind b'shasta shchita of the toida, teat one type of lechem tomorrow. Me, according to Rabbi Yossi, the old lechem becomes pigul or not, or only the one that you thought, that's the shiloh. That pigul b'lach me toida mao, or else b'minchas Mafe. You have a minchas mafe, a minchas yibait. So Rashi says, sheyesh bo shnei minim. There are two different types of lechem that's brought in this mincha. There are hey chalas, hey rikikim, and five flat ones like matzis are brought. So again, if you mechashiv teat the chalas tomorrow, does the rikikim also become pigul or not? So Mara says, toni lei rav tachlifim marova. Like Rav Tachlifa learned this over from Eretz Yisrael, and v'chein atoima, and he said like this, that v'chein atoima b'lach me'toido. The same halach applies according to Rabbi Yossi, b'lach me'toido. And v'chein atoima b'minchas mafer. So we have in mind to eat from only one type tomorrow, so only that one type becomes pigul, and not the second type. The other type does not become pigul. Rashi says, the Hachinami Polig, Rabbi Yossi argues here also, not only by the Shtei Halachim, by the Minchas Mafeh, and by the Lach Meitoid also, even though it's all coming for one purpose, still Rabbi Yossi agrees, that's like Shnei Minim, that the Mechash of Teet one, only that one's pigul, not the other one. Tan Rabban, come, we learn to the Brice like this, that Bishas Shchita, let's say Bishas, you're making the Shchita, is going on a Stam Korban, a regular Korban, Chishev Lechol Chatzi Zayis, he had a mind to eat a Chatzi Gezayis of the meat tomorrow. So far it's not chal pigul. You only had a moin tidechati kezayis. But then of b'shas zrika, b'shas you did the next davoida later of zrika. Chishav lecha chati zayis. You had a second time in moin tid. Another chati kezayis tomorrow. The lecha is pigul. Stak a chal pigul here. Mifnei she shchita uzrika mitstarfen. Because both the shchita and the zrika mitstarf. It makes it into a machshavim. That now the mice you had a moin tid kezayis of the meat tomorrow. Therefore, it's like a tchal pigul. That's what this brisa says. And he could the army something like this: the shchito zrika de tavayu matirinin. Only here because she had the machshava half peshas the shchito and half peshas the zrika, and both of them are considered avoidus of matirim. The shchito b'chal is matir biachila of the chulin shaboy, and the zrika is matir biachila of the kotchim shaboy. So only these two could be starif. But kabbalah v'alochaloi. Let's say you had in mind b'shas kabbalah the chatzik zayis, and then you had in mind b'shas halacha. After you makabel the dam to carry the dam towards the mizbeach, you had in mind then tira another chatzik zayis could be loy. Then it's time to starf. These two avoiders don't have to do one with the other. And vika the army some say no, it's for like this: hanech the merachin madich by shchita and zrika, that the man is to up the furthest away. Shchita is the first and zrika is the last. If those two are mitzaref, then the svari is v'koshchen hani de mekarfin. For sure, he could put together a machshav b'shas kabbal and a machshav b'shas halacha since they're close together. So, kids, so that's what says in the price, all different svaris. Now the Gemara says, "Ain't it's not true?" V'atoni Levi learned, "Aber avoidus ain't starf from the pigul. that the four avodas that are done in the korban, you cannot be mistarf them together to make pigel. If you had a mind b'shashchite tida chati gezayis tomorrow and b'shazrika chati gezayis tomorrow, does not help. It's not mistarf. Shchitos rika kabbalah balacha. That all four is not mistarf. So go to kash on the brayse before. Some are rov answers lekash there's no stira. I tell you, her Rebbe, her Rabbanan. One goes according to Rebbe, one goes according to Rabbanan. The Tanya learned like this. Hashoichid es hakevis. Yeshechted one of the kvosim by the shnei kvosim of Shruas. Lechol chatzizayis mechalazu. V'chein chavero yeshechted the second kevis. Lechol chatzizayis mechalazu. So Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, I'm Rani shezeh kosha. That the machshav is not mitzarev. So who is he according to Rebbe? You can't be mitzarev to machshavis. On the since of two separate avodas, Omulay Abayis said back, no. Hey, Medishamad Lele Rebbe, when do we hear a Rebbe Svara that you can't be mitzarif the two shchitas together over there, chatzi mate v'chatzi achila? Because over there you had in mind b'shas one shchita, which is only a chatzi mate of the shtei lechem, and you only had in mind tida chatzi achila. So that's why you can't be mitzarif the two. But kulei mate v'chatzi achila mishamad lei. But now, in case over here, b'shas shchita, shchita is a complete matir. Shchita is matir, the boss of achila asuchas kulin, and zrika is a whole matir by itself. So maybe over here, since you had in mind b'shas a whole matir to make an achila, maybe here you would be mitzarev after two meisim. So you have no proof to go according to Rebbe. Oh, malei rova ba Rav Chanan liabaya. So Rav Chanan said back to Abaya, v'yisle the Rebbe. If Rebbe holds that kuloi matir v'chatzi achila, the taka does become possible. You would tell me according to Rebbe, if you have the machshava b'shas shchita, the whole matir, even though it's a chatzi achila, it is mitztarif with the zrika. If so, then the svar should have been over here ligzor. Rebbe should have said midrabon and exera that the mincha is possible chatzi matir v'chatzi achila, oto kuloi matir v'chatzi achila. If that would have been true according to Rebbe, that by the whole matir and chatzi achila is taka possible, this mitztarif. So even though you only had the machshava b'shatzi chatzi matir here by the shnei kvosim, midi rabbon there should have been gzera to say that's possible. And since there's no gzera, that's the raya Rebbe holds that it's kosher even by the whole matir. What's the question? The Rebbe Yosi, according to Rebbe Yosi, gozar for rabbon and gazrinan. According to rabbon, also the gzera. So who adin there should have been gzera according to Rebbe also. Now where's the proof? Rebbe Yosi goes. Rebbe Yosi made the gzera the tnan. We learn like this. That lahakdir levoinosa lemochor, if you have a mind just to burn levoina tomorrow, sebiyesiyem apostle vein bekoros, that's what says the Mishnah before. That if bishas, you're doing the kmitza, you have in mind to burn levoina tomorrow, so according to Sebiyesi, it's only possible, there's no chiyav koros. Why is there no chiyav koros? Because you're not being mechashev bishas one matir, teet from that matir, you're being mechashev to do something in the other matir. So midirais, it's not chal psul at all. But mashram midrabbanan, though we made xera. So that's the pshat where Rabbi Yossi says it's possible. The chom and the chom say no pig of chiyav malav chorus. But I call upon him according to Rabbi Yossi, see with Rabbanin, we make a gzera. And the same thing for Rabbanin Nami, according to Rabbanin also gazri. I'll also bring your proof there's a gzera according to the Rabbanin Shita. The Tznan, we'll learn the Mishnah later that says, pigul b'kaimetz for loy b'lavoyna. Did you have a machsheves pigul b'shashu during the kemitza, one matir? But you do not have a machshavas pigol b'shas you were doing the levoina. Whereas the opposite way, the levoina, b'shas you were burning the levoina, you had in mind to have a machshavas pigol to eat from the shrine tomorrow. But you do not have this in mind b'shas the kmitz of leber kmitz. So Rabbi Meir went with pigol b'chayav malav koros. Rabbi Meir says yes, that's the shita mefaglin b'chatzi matir. It's chal nis the pigol. The chomer and the chomer say no. Ain by koros, there's no yisum midiraisa. At shifaga b'chol matir, there's no chiyav koros. But mashim with rabbanon that with this also, we make a gzera one matir, auto shnei matirim. So what then according to Rebbe, we should have made a gzera also on two half of the matirim, auto one matir. So Mora says no. Oh malay hochi yashta. What does one have to do with the other? Pishle mahosam gozer Rebbe Yosi kaimitz de levoino auto kaimitz de mincha. In other words, even though you only have a mind b'shas to kemitza, to make pigul, to do the levoina tomorrow, but still he makes a gzeira otto, if the shas kemitza, you'll be mechashev to eat from the mincha itself, or you'll be mechashev to burn the kemitza tomorrow. If the shas you're doing the avoidance of the kemitza, you have a mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow, the Rabbi Yosi agrees with his chapigel. So therefore, even though you only have the mind b'shas kemitza and levoino, but the rabbonin it's also. So that's a good gzeira. And the same thing, rabbonin gazri, koimetz, otto koimetz, de minchas choyta. That Rabbanan make a gzera on a regular mincha, even though there are two matirim, they make the gzera that the kmitz alone makes a pigol, because koimetz is zoto koimetz to minchas chayta. There's a gzera on a minchas chayta, there's only the kmitz, there's no levoina. Same thing with levoina, when you mark the levoina by itself, oto levoina above bezichim. By lechem upon him, there's only bezichim, there's no koimetz altogether. Who would then kvosim nami keves oto keves chaveroi? And bizach oto bizach chaveroi. So the ploy is understandable why they make his errors. Helach above here, according to Rebbe, Mika chatzimata v'chatzim achila b'yalmo, t'leikam ligzor, there's no other case that you have a chatzimata and a chatzim achila. And the Gemara says, therefore, Hachanam and Mistav, this is for also, the time of the Rabbanim is Shemochiyu, that the Rabbanim only makes his error because it's Shriach. To the Tony Sefer says in the Sefer, the Moedin Chomer Rabbi Meir, the Minchas Chot and Minchas Kenoyis, that Shempigul Bekoimitz, Shepigul, V'chayav Malav Chorus. Why, it says, that's the matir. So the question is, the long mystic club, we have to say, well, Pshita, that's the only matir. Miika matachrin, it's nothing else. El lav lakamashlon, the time when the kremitz mishrum, the ikka kremitz, the minchas chayta, the domilei. Why do I want to make a gzer by regular mincha, the kemitz lon is possible? Because there is a mincha that you only have a kemitz from minchas chayta. So that's why they make a gzer. Only on something that's shkiach, Mashenk and Rabbi Yisri before, it's not shkiach in the other case, and Rabbi, therefore they don't make any gzer.